Can we raise a cry? We've been monitoring the debt sequence, the debt rates in different nations, and we have noticed that in the United States there has been an unusual debt frequency. Can we raise our voices and add to the voices of our brethren in the United States of America? Let the surge of debts, let it cease. Let there be more recoveries. We have had some, I think there are, if what the source, the news source that I subscribe to, if it's accurate, then there have been supernatural recoveries in Italy. So, then if that is true, we want to ask for an intervention. The United States of America is a country that is critical as far as the affairs of the world is concerned. And the second point is that the Lord seemed to have found a way. I'm not saying the president, I'm not saying I'm sure he's born again, but I'm sure the Lord is using him. The Lord is using him. He may not be born again, but he's being used by God. And from June, we are going to fast and pray for the U.S. elections for about 20 days, that God will bring him back. If not, the church is not even ready for the consequence of the consequences of that loss. Meanwhile, satanic intercessors have been doing their bit to ensure that he doesn't secure a place. So we are going to raise our voice and we are going to pray for the United States of America. I want to cut off the surge of deaths due to this virus. Can we lift our voice? We want to cut it off. We refuse deaths in the U.S. We are alarmed at the statistics of deaths in the U.S. We are alarmed at the statistics of deaths in the United Kingdom. We ask for an intervention, that the hand of God's mercy might go forth. We release the blood. Let the angel of death be stripped of his authority. We release the blood. Ikameso se lamino cobria vita mentolia. Miso se quebreto copila capezuna alabanda. Aiko patula mesheke tele compre gosiko brisco valamosila mandalika talia. Membro conse caparando si cabreduzca mela cantale. Bracosa mila che la campresco vela mila si cabretocala. Can you stop the mission of death in the United States of America? We stop the mission, the errand of the spirit of death taking advantage of the situation. We stop your mission. We stop your mission by the blood of Jesus. Iso se la manto kopri, lamo sebria kapetuska tamina kadia, brendo konse kambalo kuzamale, briko samina kuria babalia tikabesko, bronte la sima mahala kuria, breka besuka mentali. We stop your errand. We stop your errand. We release the healing power of God. Let recoveries be hastened. Let recoveries be hastened in the name of Jesus. Let the hand of God take over the entire situation. We forbid any helpless situation, that seeks to defy every attempt at containment. In the name of Jesus, we release the hand of God to occasion an intervention. In the name of Jesus. Give us semina katia masala baboria. Engombo kosuko brosketa mure mama. Balosi kapreska palamanteli. Gemino kombre seka belakulia. Manta la babo seka bila makuria. Prisko belama. Bereke pesko prekabula matwa ikamen some is kopreke bauska. Can you prophesy live? Live,
life. Zekombre lakosi koprakutalia iskomba lamoshi kabres lekosketo kompolo komba ikombre. Oh Jesus, lama momo koria balisko. Can you reject it? We reject it. We cut off debt. We cut off debt. Makabosha kalia likobresko bene kempele. Ingombrosko poko bakudia balisko mpela manzala ikabrasketo kopetamina kadia ikomprende kesemina bande kompele kosa ikabakalantose labo sekete. We cut off debt. We lay a curse on the advancement of debt. We restrain the fingers of injury being occasioned by debt. Balisco pila mascalia. We stop the sting of debt in the name of Jesus. Lico paroco sico bresco mendorontes kama sale bakadia embreketele kosa makoto kimakatele embon sheke embon kompala ibrashke kopetamina kuria bashanda baboko manda lakapeto kombre zuza makapetalia ikompele kapula mashika bata. We cut off debt in the nations in Jesus mighty name. On our WhatsApp group in Lagos some time ago, a few days ago, then one of our pastors sent a distress message, I guess around 2 a.m. or so. And the distress message was that a band of hoodlums, imagine if 190 people that are armed come to your house, except you're operating under the gift of faith. Wisdom requires that you make friends with them. But if the gift of faith is at work, the Lord is with you. You have heard of Benson Idahosa when armed robbers came and he said, my name is Benson Idahosa. They left their weapons and ran away. If you are not sure that that's the same unction, it's advisable for you to. Now, so a band of robbers, they were just robbing at ease because there's a threshold. You economists know what I'm talking about. There's a threshold for the containment of the effect of poverty. One of the reasons why we need to grow the economy is that the growth of the economy is the only way to suppress crime. We have an additional 14 days lockdown. Most of the guys that are robbing now get daily food from the outflows, the superfluous nature of our market systems. You know, we need a functional society for those ones to have what to eat. And so if you are sending food supplies to Lagos now and they can see that there are supplies, they will invade. That is in daylight. And then in the night, if you kept money at home, they will come and visit you. And even the highbrow areas have not been left out. And that happened before the announcement of the 14-day extra lockdown days. It means that if the hand of God does not restrain, you might have a situation of chaos. And just in case you have studied into sociology, the percentage of police personnel in a certain country that is expecting law and order is supposed to be 20% of the population. You know that now. The percentage of the military should be 10% of the population. We have 200 million people, roughly. All right? But we don't have up to 1 million police officers. So if the police tells you we are beefing up support, don't believe them. They don't have what it takes to provide community policing in Nigeria. So we turn to the Lord. Let us invite God. Lagos is is like a time bomb. As small as Lagos is, it has more population than Ghana. like a time bomb. And anything that affects Lagos affects this whole country. Can we pray and say, Lord, stretch forth your hand? I don't know, but stay this. There is evil about to break out. And if it succeeds in Lagos, you can be sure that hoodlums around in every big city will rise up, and it will become something that will be more difficult to stop when it starts. Can we pray and ask for an intervention? The tipping point has reached. Only God can now use his sovereignty to ensure that something other than our expectation will not begin to happen. Can you raise your voice? Can you raise your voice? The hunger level is on the high side. The hunger level is on the high side. Miyakose mine kebria kapatua la mansanda baburu. Escote kabanto si lo mezo si. That the mighty hand of God might restrain. My restrain wickedness. My restrain anarchy that is looking for an occasion to find expression. Let the hand of God restrain, 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 restrain. Abokuria mama siko presko vela mina kadia. Min konsele kompresko vela moko presko veda manselika. Iska baba sombre kete kopeta min zoselaika presko vela kunda. Brante ke so with there is something that is about to break forth, but we need to ask the Lord to restrain it. Let the Lord restrain it. Let him stand against it. Let him stand against it. Amiko breski go banseli makadia miroske te camperuse mazilia imbreketiza manto kapanda ikabasai la compresco vila mina kiskobre. Mondo robo si cobrascada manseli, breconte che samino cobri, masia barata, bricapatia mansoke breca banzomali. Restrain the hand of the enemy. Restrain the hand in the name of Jesus. For those of you that study into the economics of other nations, you find out that there is a commodity. There is a commodity in Nigeria that happens to be very sensitive economically. And that commodity is petrol. And if you check, very well, check Nigeria. What we are selling now is 125 naira. If you move to Benin Republic, you will find if you convert what they sell to naira, it's like 200 and something naira. If you move to Togo, it's even higher. If you move to Ghana, is even higher. And Ghana has oil. The meaning of what I'm telling you is that we are underpricing the product. And the reason is because if we remove the subsidy element, the economy cannot handle it. Now, we must understand as educated people that there is a buffer. There's an allowance given the number of people in a certain nation that are living below the poverty line. There's an allowance of suffering that the nation can take. And from what we have seen, that allowance of suffering is in the neighborhood of 17 days in Nigeria. If there is unhindered suffering for 17 days, even good men are likely to become evil people. Especially with the insult. I don't know if you saw some relief packages that were taken to. It was better for that not to have happened. Those are the kind of things that take. Those are the kind of carelessness that takes place. That occasions the devil to take over a calendar. Huh? That God had already stretched out. Hence we need the intercessors. The intercessors are a critical part of our survival as a nation now, because we have reached a tipping point. Satan can take advantage at any point in time. How many of you saw the video of a bus that had food stuff and were just trying to navigate, and then there was little hold up and people invaded? How many of you saw it? Invaded. Who will you arrest? Where is the closest police station that is closest to your house? We have lived in security because of the hand of God in West Africa. We have lived in safety because of the hand of God in Nigeria. How many of you remember Ebola? Nobody cared to know how Ebola went down. I hope you know the vicious nature of Ebola. Ebola is far more vicious than Corona. You don't recover. You don't recover from Ebola. It's a literal projection of the angel of death. In the case of Corona, the angel of death is barricaded. Maybe it's only one of his fingers that is stretched forth. But in Ebola, he had two hands, he had 2 feet, and he had a roar. Anyone he looked upon, he killed. How did Nigeria survive Ebola? Because this one that is not up to Ebola, you see, our nakedness has been revealed. It is the voice of intercessors that has kept this nation from its foundation till this day. Our ancestors were stronger than we were. Men like Babalola that go to the mountaintop. We don't have that grace. But the thing is that we seem to be many. So today we are going to use our last weapon, which is intercession. As long as Christians can pray, Nigeria will not fall. Can you lend your voice to the pool of voices that must ascend to heaven, so that the angel that the Lord has instructed to hold the flag of safety over our nation will be strengthened? That angel will not be weary. That angel will not become suddenly weary. Let safety, let security be our portion. And let the devil never be given any occasion to take advantage of the loopholes that are currently in our governance system, providing several opportunities for the devil to take advantage. We restrain the hand of darkness. Amino copris caparacandad. Isose la kendo preski. We pray for our brothers, we pray for our sisters, we pray for our children, that the Lord might look upon us and have mercy, and have mercy, and have mercy, and have mercy. Let the angel that has lifted up the flag of safety, let him not be weary. I soak a manzilla. Igo basika breskovela kai compato alla baratosi escombreske teman sika banda, that the hand of God's mercy will never be withdrawn from Nigeria. Because if his hand is withdrawn, the calendar will be manipulated. Our corporate destiny will be fulfilled by our children, because we will lose it. Darkness was so distracted. Can we pray? Have mercy. Stretch forth your hand. Ilamo seketalia kumba rama santa. Escombre siko braske tomina kadia. Elama santa baboro kobokoro bosika. Inglobro soto brenda masuka bezuza.
Ingoboroso compresca velima. Ecopatua icapelo moseco sila. Alamo sacatalia. Ebrosquete masico brante cuscaba. Ilocoria babaranto. Ezeman dequila. Ezeman compalaso que la baba. Ecabaito sema. Ilabrasqueto cobala mansanda. Ekemborocosi. That the hand of God might restrain. Might restrain. Isa makalia. Ebreskete kompelekete. Ebreskete sumazale. Ikaba sobria. Akendo samantala. Ikabreskopela makanda. Iskobregete. Lakaba seko samina. Ebreke samina. Alama santa babola kadia. Iskompreka buza mantala baboto. Ekapate skobregedali. Amina parose kelia. Ikapranda babose malatwa. Iskombre ketamu. Likabaito koperamanza. Isele kompre. Lakaponda ke lakambre. Aseliko broska palatwa. Iskombe la kuria. Abande seme. Liko preskove la minakudia. Aleko santa baboko kolima. Alato seketa liko branta babolo. Aikasima. Zebro kote branta baboli kasketo bre la conselico bresco della minacadia ambarato se che brenta kudia mamaranto si.
Have mercy on us in the name of Jesus. And as the issues compound, we just took an inventory of how many states have paid salaries in the month of March. And we have realized that many governors have partnered with Satan to ensure that his elbow will be strengthened at this time. These are legitimate monies that people have worked for. Just to increase the tension of hunger, of poverty, and to bring out of men the worst, their partnership across government lines. Save us. Save us. Save us. Save us. You don't understand. We are the threshold. Anything can happen. Except we beckon on the Prince of Peace to come and take residence among us and bring to naught every expectation of the devil. Satan will always take advantage. Anytime there's a door open for him, he will enter. Anytime there's an occasion that seeks to create the level playing ground for him to come and manipulate, he is overjoyed. Do not think that Satan is not planning a launch. It has already started in Lagos. All we can do is to restrain. The days of the intercessors have come. Men that will shape nations. Men that will stop outcomes that Satan has already incubated. Men that will make circumstances that seem to be of advantage to the devil to still bring injury to his program. Intercessors, can we lend our voices for the last time? I say, Lord, in your wisdom, take glory in this circumstance. In your power, take glory. Take glory. Take glory. Take glory. Oh my God. Oh my God. As at last week Thursday, 200 taxis were seized in Abuja. 200 taxis. People were trying to do something. That's 200 taxis. And now the only people that run taxis in Abuja are either road safety officers or policemen. There are many opportunities for darkness to raise some form of unity across the lines of violence. Can we ask God? How many states? I discovered that there is a state that has not paid salary since January. I don't want to mention the name of the state. Let's ask the Lord for intervention. Let's ask him for intervention. Let us remove this opportunity from the hand of the devil. Let's ask him for intervention.
for intervention. I koseli mokoria babarika santa. Let's ask him for intervention. Manda la babori basebria katekoske. Aiko se manziko pre. Manse ko parando si manzala baboria. E kombre ke tamizo sali. E baramo se ketala. E baramo santa baboria. E baske minansiko pre. Manda la baboria. Manda la baboria. Siko branta basika menza la babo. Le koseke brandesko pre gavalanto si. Lambose sahi la camparata. Ika presko pregete la scubria manzelaika. Ika banjeko paculata. Iko semina branta babolia. Ezoseza. Ezoseza. Ila manskanda babodo kose. E presko vela muko panteli. Amalanto se pregete la curia. Abezo salika. Alama seko brande kuza. Alama seko preska bakunda. Alama sengo presko vela matala. E compresco valamo e la masica e brescendo robo sobria iso salico mansa la baboro cotola e brechete malacunza mai caparatama le coscamena sanda abaita sanda abaita compelama e braschetto compe mama yakata e comperata e coscapella manzale e brescento tomina calia. Ambarata mansala baboro, arama saita, empreskabe sonda. Lend your voice to deliverance. Lend your voice to salvation. Lend your voice to intervention. Maiko perekese, ezozela, banta ya kuria babarato, ebrasketo kompela minakalia, alesozela branta babolokola, alama saila kambre, alama sekolandola, alama sanda babolokote mala. Ebreskendo konda, ebreskendo robo sote mande, abresko berakula, ama shanda baboria, shanda baboria, shanda baboria, shanda baboria, ala malabala bala, ala malabala bala, ekabala tabranta babodo kose menata, aiko semi, bresko pelamu, akabala tamase, ekelete menegu, abresi kumpala, azemina kantema, abrayuta kompeela, is kompalama, ikabaito sema, ikabaito kampelata, elasose, let your hand restrain the enemy, restrain the enemy, restrain the enemy, restrain the enemy, restrain the enemy. Restrain the enemy. Mako se kereme korea. Elekente kele bababa. Ala kanza branta babola kante. Apreskove lamina kuria. Alaba santa brata babodo kote. Anza mantala baboria. Apreskova lantelia. Akanze sela. Lebreskete kenzo monde. Akabasa la baboria. Lebreskenzo samante. Alabarada branta babodo kodobo. Alalalalala basubria tababonda abraskezo se manteli abrakatala babore balatalia ebraskezo samantala babo parakatanda branta babolia parakatanda branda basamala parakatanda branda babole bala azezo minakadia branta baboloko amakayite amakuri mamasinda abraskendo bregede abalababalata ebroskapela minakadia abrasanda branta babolata ebrekete inda sumia abrasketobre 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 alalalama shali abranta babolokodia.
Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, come to our aid. Let your right hand be a restraining factor against the rise of any form of vice. Keep us in safety as a nation, as a region, as a continent, and as a generation.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
As you go back, please try to raise this point before the Lord. We have reached a tipping point and anybody can take over. Anybody can take over. Anybody can take over. In our dear state, I'm not even sure the salaries have been paid in the month of March. There is a tipping point. And the thing about the economy is that it doesn't go to sleep. If you don't act today, the consequence of your inactions will manifest tomorrow. The Lord will help us. In Jesus' mighty name. All over the news we hear about the need for, in fact, one of my friends in the UK that is a medical practitioner sent me a message 2 days ago that the people in her unit at work are going to be tested for the virus today. Just a routine test to check if you that is laboring on the front lines is infected or not. There's so much about testing kits and being tested. And people test for coronavirus, they test for so many ailments, and they do not test for spiritual health. So I want to give us a few tips. a few tips that will guide you if you are testing for spiritual health. Because I found out with the uproar of fear that we saw this year, this is enough fear to bring the Antichrist. Enough global fear to bring the Antichrist was manifested this year. Now, and if it is true that that quantum of fear was able to rise from the nations of the earth at this time, we need to question a lot, because most of the emphasis for the last 15 years has been faith, success, and prosperity. Faith, success, and prosperity. And at the wake of a microscopic virus, the harvest that we had from the nations was a harvest of quantum fear. Then it is needful for us to have a mechanism by which we run tests just to see that we are in spiritual health. Because some people have been managing some situations that look like faith until Corona came to expose their true status. And the Bible says that it is in the day of adversity that we can actually quantify your measure of strength. Our generation corporately has failed the faith test. So I came up with some scriptures, which is an invention with which we can test our level of spiritual compliance and our measure of spiritual health. Can we turn to the book of Philippians chapter 4? Philippians chapter number 4. Sorry, the prayers I led was out of a burden, because I check the statistics every day and things like that just to know where we are. And the signs that came from the past 2 days were not very good signs. Satan is seeking to take advantage of any opportunity that he might have. He will not be able to seize anyone in our nation in the name of Jesus. Are you there in the book of Philippians chapter 4? Verse 6 says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus." Now, these two verses of scripture that I just read calls for what I call definition of terminologies. There are a few terminologies in this scripture that are up for definition. The first terminology I would like to define, and I would like to dramatize it, if that is a possibility.
I like to dramatize it. If you read this scripture from the NIV, it says, be anxious for nothing. The King James says, be careful for nothing. All right. So if, are you still with me? If this pulpit, if we name this pulpit and call it anxiety, for instance, this is anxiety. Anxiety never finds expression until there is a situation that seems to defy your wisdom. Now, the devil is aware of how God created us. He created us insufficient. And as gallant as you look, as fortified as you look, as educated as you are, it doesn't, as handsome as you are, it doesn't seem obvious that you are limited, you are insufficient. You look cool, calm, and collected until a circumstance befalls you that you don't seem to have the wisdom to be able to tackle. Now, for some, that circumstance, the most common, sister, girls of your age, what is their major problem? Finances. Okay, sit down. All right, so girls of our age, their major challenge, they are almost always paralyzed when financial situations crop up. All right, let's assume that she has some house rent to pay. It seems the lady's response has activated something here. All right, let's assume that she legitimately needs 50,000, 100,000 to pay for her accommodation. And then suddenly, the demand comes for her to pay for that accommodation, and she doesn't seem to have the wherewithal to respond. That situation will reveal her insufficiency. Meanwhile, you know, you don't look insufficient, especially if you have a certificate to your name. It creates some form of security, and it hides your reality until you come under pressure. When you come under pressure, and then you find out that all you have at your disposal doesn't seem to have the capacity to respond to the need on ground, then your insufficiency becomes loud. And your insufficiency is like it's like a bait that attracts a spirit called anxiety. Once that insufficiency begins to, you are unsettled, anxiety will notice that this is a very good situation for him to latch onto. Because when anxiety becomes operational, because the way we know anxiety is a spirit is that it is intelligent. It can take advantage of your thought, it can speak into your mind. Under such circumstances, when anxiety takes over the infrastructure of insufficiency that the pressure has unveiled, anxiety will now show her how helpless she is. Anxiety is that spirit that will reveal to her how the angry landlord will throw her things out, and the moment the things are thrown out, then there will be heavy downpour. It's anxiety that will bring that vision, to show you how helpless you are, to show you how defeated you are. And the purpose of anxiety is to make you surrender to defeat even before you make an attempt. Are you with me? Now, this is what I want you to see. That's why I had to name this pulpit anxiety. If that lady eventually slips into depression or she becomes hypertensive on the account of her situation, it is not the house rent that made her hypertensive, it is anxiety. Are you with me? So the scripture now says, be thou anxious because of nothing. It means the circumstances that creates a room for anxiety is different from the anxiety. Be anxious for nothing. Let nothing bring you to a point where you find compatibility with anxiety. Notice that all of these reactions are taking place in the natural. Just pressure, and that seems to be unsurmountable, and then it now makes you take a defeatist position just because anxiety is involved. And the thing about success, the thing about faith, the thing about divine intervention is that if you have already failed, if you have lost the battle in your heart, there is no need to try to fight on the ground. You are already defeated. So anxiety is a minion of the devil that is assigned to make us accept defeat even before a fight. So the Bible says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything through prayer and supplication. The recommendation here is the same pressures. Are you with me? The same pressures that led you to anxiety is the same pressures that should lead you to prayer. Those pressures. So when you find situations that are overwhelming, what you do is that you give yourself to prayer and begin to pray about the matter. So that's your escape route from anxiety. Are you with me? And then when God wants to stabilize you, because God can give you victory and He may not change your situation. You can be victorious even if your situation does not change. Just like you became anxious, your situation didn't change, but you became anxious. Your situation may not change and you can still be victorious. You know, Paul said something. Hallelujah. Paul said something. Paul says, what can separate us from the love of God? Then he mentioned famine, hunger, all kinds of stuff. Then he concluded by saying, in all these things, that means in the famine, we are more than conquerors. The way of faith is that you will still be so sure of your victory even when the situation has not changed. So, are you with me? Alright, so you say, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, through prayer and supplication, let your request be made known unto God. Verse 7 is God's response. And that's the first sign of spiritual health. God's response is God's umpire, God's perspective about the matter. So he said, when those situations drive you to the place of prayer, you are going to earn something. The direct verdict of God and the peace of God that passeth all understanding. This peace of God that we are talking about is not logical. Because the house rent has not yet been paid, but inside of you, you have the peace of God. Are you with me? The situation has not yet changed, but inside of your heart you have what? The peace of God. The Bible says that the peace of God that passes all understanding, it has two functions. It guards your heart and it guards your mind. I need to explain that. What it means. So, if you are in spiritual health, your situation may be suggesting defeat, incapacity, injury, terror, but there is a witness that you receive from the Spirit, and that witness gives you the sense of victory in spite of the situation. These are spirit survivor techniques. This kind of feedback is what we call the superior testimony. Your environment is testifying defeat, but in your inner man there's a different economy that is testifying peace. We call this first sign the superior testimony. The superior testimony. That peace is superior to the pressure. And the Bible says that peace does two things. It guards your heart. And second thing, it does what? It guards your mind. Now, you guys will have to help me. Why does the peace guard your heart? And why does the peace guard your mind? Give me a microphone. Let me extract some responses. It guards your heart and it guards your mind. Why should your mind be guarded? So that peace is like a burglary.
And it comes to bring protection for your heart. It comes to bring protection for your mind. Because there are two things that can happen. Through your heart or through your mind. And this peace is not related to the circumstances at all. It's from the witness of the umpire. And if in circumstances that are contradictory, you still have the witness of God bringing this peace, it is an indication that you are spiritually healthy. It's an indication that you can operate by the emotion of what God is witnessing to your spirit, and it will be superior to you than what the circumstances bring. Many times, are you with me? God doesn't come early. Although he doesn't come too late, but he comes quite late sometimes. And in our faith walk, many of us do not have the capacity, the stamina, to survive the process to the point when God shows up. Most Christians break before he appears. And that's why the Bible says, when the Son of Man shall come, will he find faith in the earth? Because most people are likely to have broken before he shows up. So you will need his help for you to stay consistent before he comes. And that help he makes available is in the form of a peace. And the purpose of that peace is to guard two things: your heart and your mind. So let's, yes, give her. Why does he say that the peace needs to guard your heart? So if your heart is not guarded, what is, no, you don't need to stand up. But just capture her face so that they will know that she's the one. I'm not the one talking. Show them who is talking.
The Bible says she guard her heart with all diligence.
Why?
It's from me that the issues of life.
What do you mean by issues?
It's the seat of faith.
Mm-hmm.
Where
you have your seat of faith.
Yes, sir.
It's also the seat of what? Okay, it's the seat of faith. Let's stop there.
And it's from there our spirit man is enhanced.
What makes your heart? What is your heart? What are the faculties that make up what you call your heart?
It is.
Yes.
Your spirit man.
Mike, okay, give Mike. Yes. Your heart is more than your spirit.
Okay.
You have added something to our. You have taught something, and I don't have time to explain it. The issues of life find their origin from that organ that is called the heart. And because it plays host to the tributaries that sustain the issues of life, we are enjoined in the scripture to guard it diligently. Don't worry about I'm putting pressure on you so that you will. Spiritual things are actually not difficult. But spiritual things are bound by a lot of spiritual knowledge. There's a lot of knowledge required for you to transact in one little spiritual thing accurately. That's why I'm putting pressure on you. Yes, Mike.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
You asked the question what the heart is composed of.
Yes, the heart is composed of what?
You've taught us that it's composed of communion,
mm-hmm.
conscience, and intuition.
Intuition.
By intuition, you tap into the vote of God's revelation.
Yes.
So you can draw the perspective of God.
Mm-hmm.
By communion, you enter into fellowship and oneness with God. And
yes.
It's in that oneness that the economy of eternal life finds expression.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And through your conscience, you enter into the judgment of the Father.
Okay.
He said, he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes or the hearing of his ears. So you enter into the judgment of God and you know his position on the matter.
Now, so you need to know what we are talking about here. Can you go further by telling us, if a man's heart is not guarded, what are the likely results of an unguarded heart?
The destination of a heart that is not guarded is perdition.
Hmm.
Jesus, the Bible said, Peter fell. And Jesus prayed for Peter. He says, Satan desires to have you, to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed that your faith faileth not. When thou art recovered, strengthen thy brethren.
Have you ever seen someone that was a mighty Christian before? He was a great preacher of the gospel. And then at some point, you now saw him. He didn't believe the things he used to believe before. His heart was not guarded. Have you seen someone that walked in holiness before? I mean blazing holiness. And then suddenly, if you want to trace him, you will find him among the outcasts. Something happened to his heart. Do you realize that little problem, there are several people that have been in that little problem that are passing through, that was the reason why they went the way of perdition? Oh, you are not with me. The heart, she said it, is the seat of faith. If God is going to land, just like if you are going to land from using a plane, you need an airport. And that's why planes have not yet landed in Otukpo. Otukpo is a very good town, but you never find planes there because there is no facility on ground to receive a plane. All right? If God is going to land, if his witness will land, if his testimony will land, it will land on your heart. Because that is an airport, the devil took and land cargo there. That's why we are told to meditate on the word of God. In meditating on the word of God, we internalize it. You know, the Bible says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against it. You internalize it. It becomes one with your heart. It becomes a tool through which the things that pass into your heart can be checked. It means it's a security system that will check the kind of cargo that comes through the heart. There was one time in my life when some people did me great evil and a strong bitterness. I hated them with passion. So bitterness entered into my heart. And I remember I was traveling, I was doing an all-night journey, and then the Holy Spirit began to say, no, you can't be bitter. I said, but I've tried, I prayed, it didn't go. So he now said, I should call their names as I'm traveling now, call their names and say, I love you. That's when I discovered how difficult it was. In fact, we almost did half of the journey before I succeeded with the first one. That bitterness was already taking over the government of the heart, gradually. You know, when you find a man on the path of perdition, it's not an instant thing. It was a quiet stuff. And the devil will give you legitimate reasons why you need to be bitter. Intelligent reasons. Reasons that are compatible with your flesh. He said this peace that will come from God will guard your heart. So that there will be no element or no spirit from the kingdom of darkness that can intelligently use that situation to discredit God enough for you to cast off restraint. You are most vulnerable when you are under pressure. And God is aware of that. It's a spiritual sign that you can receive this peace. It means God has not left you. You have said something that will lead to another teaching. I need to do a teaching on the heart as a seat of life. Then you see how faith is born. And I'll take you to the book of Hebrews chapter 11. I'll show you how faith is born. Then you will see that no matter what your lot was before you came to God, you can still fulfill your destiny if your heart is not polluted. The reason what the devil wants to do with the people that failed you, the people that rejected you, the people that exposed you, put you out there for people to destroy you. What the devil wants to achieve is that he wants to leave some debris on your heart. Some legitimate reasons why you should be bitter, you should be angry. And by so doing, the devil can shape your future. And so the word issue in Greek language is the same word for boundary. That means if I am keeping the bitterness, keeping the anger in the heart, are you there? Satan, there is an extent to which I can go in the fulfillment. I've already defined my boundary. There's an extent to which I can go in the fulfillment of the plan of God. You may not know, but the major test of your struggle, your suffering, is just to test whether you know that the heart is important. Then your husband's brother will just come with witchcraft talk, with talk, the kind of talk that you cannot but hate this person to the last. He came with those, the devil gave him those utterances deliberately for him to come and say it so that he will break your guard. And as long as that bitterness is there, if he invokes your name in the mirror of affliction, that mirror that you appear, that they strike you, you will appear because you have one, there's a compatibility with their system. As long as that bitterness is still in your heart, you don't know how powerful you are if you can rid your heart of anything that is a lie. So when this feedback system comes from heaven, it comes to guard your heart against infiltration. Because the devil is going to... That's why I raised the prayer point I raised today. If the devil has any opportunity, he will come. He will. You can be sure that he will come. He guards your heart. For some of you, those in-laws that are troubling your life today, their salvation is in your hand. But the way God ordained it is that you would have labored for 15 years before the door of salvation will open. And you are not aware of that. Only God knows that. All he will tell you is keep your heart. And if you succeed in doing so, when the season comes, you will now find out why you were even married into that family in the first place. Sometimes it might take 25 years before you discover. But don't become a monster after 25 years. Keep your heart with all the... There are some people, you know what I'm talking about. There are some people that are worthy of being hated. And when you see their graves, you will still release fire. You see, in accepting that hatred, in accommodating that hatred, there's an aspect of your reality you have lost forever. And the devil will want to break into your defense system when you are under situations of pressure like this, so that he can bring his own testimony, his own suggestions that will occasion him the opportunity to plant seeds of bitterness, seeds of vengeance, seeds, and it becomes. Now, I want to say something quickly because so that somebody won't get me wrong. There is something called the spirit of judgment. The Holy Ghost manifests as the spirit of judgment. And I need to tell you, give you an example. We were in this place praying some time ago. There are wicked people in my family. Very wicked ones. I mean the ones that Satan discipled himself. So they are extremely wicked and they are wise in darkness. So everybody is aware that they are there. So we face our front and we are serving God. We were in the place of prayer here when God dropped it upon my heart that I should judge wickedness in my family. It was not my doing. It was the Holy Ghost that dropped it. Don't go about judging people. But there are some times where the Holy Spirit manifests as the spirit of judgment. Somebody gave me a prayer bulletin. And it was full of judgment prayers. What the person that formulated the bulletin is not aware of is that God is love. God is not judgment. So every day God is love. But God doesn't judge every day. So that prayer bulletin is wrong. That's not God's prayers. However, are you with me? There is a day when the Holy Spirit rises up within you as the spirit of judgment. It means that judgment is actually an expression of a type of love that you are not aware of. I judged a few people that day and my judgment was accepted. And the impact of that judgment was far-reaching. I'm just trying to balance. It was not as if I was carrying them in my mind. Do you understand what I'm talking about? I wasn't carrying them in my mind. I was doing very well. The great one was the one that drew my attention. Yeah, you need to there's a judgment I want to effect, but I need you to pronounce it. Hey, Amuka. And it was effected. So please. That's not what we do every day. But there are times that the Holy Spirit triggers you. You know, as an intercessor, you know what I'm talking about. Sometimes for 7 days, he gives you utterance for judgment straight. He's manifesting at the spirit of judgment. But don't do it in the flesh and say, oh, this quarrel that me and Alfonso squared. You have joined the witches. You have joined the wizards. Because my disposition towards him, even though we quarreled, is that I think that he doesn't understand one or two things. He can't be my enemy. Because we're in the same household through Christ Jesus. And that's when you will notice that for Samson, the greatest battle Samson, the greatest troubles that were beyond Samson was if Israel should fight him. If Israel comes, he doesn't have anointing for Israel. There's no anointing. If Israel comes to bind him, he'll be bound. But if the Philistines come, the oil. So you understand what I'm talking about. So I just want to balance that thing quietly so that you not think we are powerless people and people will just be taking advantage of. No. If you are praying, if you are prayerful, praying about the matter, there are some times that the Holy Spirit knows that the person's cup is full. Like there was somebody that we was so wicked and we wanted to kill him. We say the only way out now is let's kill him. And in the place of prayer, you know what God said? God said, except somebody preaches salvation to him and he rejects, that's when you'll be able to kill him. There are many things about warfare I will teach you. I've had many experiences along this line. No, we should kill this one. He said, it won't work. You understand that? And the reason why it won't work is because he has not had opportunity to be served light. And as long as that doesn't happen, you can't kill him. So I stopped. So how will I know that somebody went to preach to him? I don't have the ability to know because I'm not staying in the same city with the person. But a day may come when the Holy Ghost now say, strike now. I will keep one sword for that time. And until that time come, the sword is not useful. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Good. God is love. God is not judgment. But he can manifest as a consuming fire. Just for balance sake. Just for balance sake. So stop praying that bulletin. Go and sit down. If the bulletin were as effective, if it's an effective prayer judgment manual, many people would have gone down. Me, I pray. When I pray, I check if my prayers are effective so that I don't become a hypocrite and I don't start going through the motion. Because if you go to a shop factory, you will see a machine. Soap will come, it will carry soap here. It will drop here. Soap will come, it will carry soap here. It will drop here. And even though there's no soap, it will do like this. I don't want to do this one. Because I've become mechanical. I think I can mentally understand God. This is how he must walk. You are already out of the game. Is that clear? Sorry, I had to go. Oh my God, I've taken so much time. Well, it's the burden of prayer that came upon me. The burden of prayer. Why must your mind be garrisoned? Be barricaded? Because that's the source of your doubt. Doubt comes from the mind. Faith comes from the heart. The devil is trying to make your heart filthy when he can accommodate bitterness, can accommodate envy, he can accommodate strife, inner fight. And then when you pass close to somebody because of the fight that is in your heart, you are already sweating. Meanwhile, the person is not aware of what is in your heart. So the peace of God that comes as an umpire from heaven, it guards both your heart and your mind. That peace is a sign of spiritual health. That's the only one I can raise this night. I end with a testimony before we pray as a congregation. I was 26 years old when I met the lady who is my wife today. She was 23 years old. The time I met her, I was already ready for marriage in terms of financial capacity. So when we took the whole matter forward and went to meet the parents, in fact, before I showed up before the mother, I was not qualified. And when I researched into the reason for the outright, she didn't hide her feelings. I found out I was not from her extraction of the country. Now, if the reason why you are failing is because you are not a certain tribe, how do you start praying to God to have to help the situation? You will need the tongues of angels to be able to pray such prayers. That was a situation that seemed to defy, because I never prayed that prayer in my understanding. I prayed always in tongues when I'm praying on that matter. And I remember, once upon a time, I think Chief Don visited me. I think Uka, I don't know, but Chief Don, I'm sure of Chief Don. We prayed about the issue. I told Chief Don, see what is happening. He was so angry. He was angry in the spirit. So we now translated that anger to prayer. And while we're praying that prayer, a great peace entered into my heart. Meanwhile, Chief Don was still under the burden. But I knew I lost the burden to continue the prayer. The moment the peace came. And that was how we ended that prayer. And I never prayed that prayer point again, because I began to bask in the peace. The peace was so strong that it took away doubt. The peace was so strong that I never had the opportunity to propose to any other lady. I was so, the peace was a strong peace. It was a few days after that peace that my mother-in-law now called me and changed the whole issue. But you know what? I was already operating in an economy of peace. And that peace kept me positive under pressure. It means there was something else that was ruling the space of my heart, a different government. And what Satan was doing in around me was totally inconsequential at the time that peace came. The peace was like the verdict of a judge. It was like the statement of an umpire, the whistle of a referee. It was superior to the movement of the ball on the pitch. That peace entered into my heart. It was after the wedding I discovered that the peace meant more than, okay, you will marry now. Because after the marriage, I was given a fully air-conditioned car. The peace was also telling me about a vehicle, that you'll be air-conditioned. You are going to, this sweat you have been sweating, you will, there's help, the peace. You all know me. I was born with facial palsy. Born, and I never closed this eye since I was born. And you know how my face was. It was during the wedding, a doctor from the United States of America came and saw me and said, oh, you have facial palsy? I'm going to operate you. I will correct your face. The reason why I can do video ministry today and I'm presentable before the camera is because I went through a surgery. That surgery was free. And that lady was an ophthalmologist that was practicing in the United States. Not the one in Benue State University Teaching Hospital. You know what? Part of what that piece meant was that you are going to have a surgery. And I'll prepare you for TV ministry. That was part. Hey, the piece is a collocation of realities that no human word can communicate. So it is registered as peace. As peace. As peace. The peace of God. That what? That passes understanding. Women of faith, that's how we live. We live on the currency of that peace. It's one of the it's one of the legal tenders of the new birth. The peace of God that passes all understanding. Today, my mother-in-law is my fan. In fact, one of my best one of my best fans, I tell you. Her and my wife's dad, the professor, they went to the UK for 2 weeks. And they had a smart TV. All right. What we mean by smart TV is it is hooked up to the internet, so you can be watching YouTube as if it's movies. So they now say, these people that say they are preaching, let's watch them. That was when they typed my name there and clicked on one of the fire that came was enormous. So they were rediscovering me after how many years? After about 12 years of marriage. What? The peace. That peace also witnessed about that time that they will discover me. The peace of God. It passes all understanding. It will become the barricade for your heart and for your mind. We live by that peace. That's how we live. That's one of the currencies by which we live. Your situation might be suggesting something like defeat, like failure. Why we look not on the things that are seen? For the things that are seen, they are temporal. The way of faith forbids us to define our life by the things we see. I live by that peace. And I've seen the manifestation of that peace. And I know you know that peace. I know you know it. It's a prediction that the place we are headed yonder, there is glory there. And God is in charge of that place and not the devil. We are going to pray. We are going to pray that God will give us the capacity to trust the witness of His Spirit in our inner man. To believe it more than our circumstances. To believe it more than our situation. To believe it more than what our in-laws are saying. And the peace of God that passes understanding, it will guard your heart. You know, when you are praying and say, okay, that peace you felt, it is beyond what you are thinking. It means it's a collocation, a compendium of God's. God is allowing you to sense a victory so enormous. Some of it is spread across 5 years. Some of it is spread across 2 years. Some of it is spread across 9 months. Some of it is it's spread up across 7 days. It's a collocation. There's no way human language can communicate like that. So He compounds it together and He administers it as peace. And the way you know it is from Him is that it passes all understanding. It's not reasonable for you to be that peaceful under the circumstances, but there is a peace. An unreasonable peace that passes all understanding. I fed on that peace until the day when I marched into that big cathedral. The peace was beginning to... In fact, we were marching towards the altar. It was intensifying. I knew that this was the fulfillment. And the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your heart. Allow that peace guard you today. You know what? If you were bitter, if you were depressed, if you during that, and then eventually God now did the miracle. Do you know you wasted all the bitter time, all the depression? It was wasted. And I made up my mind I will not waste any time again. The peace of God. Men of faith live by the economy of the witness of the Holy Spirit upon their heart. And I cannot forget that day when we all went to Ocean State. We wore our own suit. It was that piece, the way Chief Don was looking in his suit was captured in that piece. The way Shala was looking was, oh my God, we walk by peace. And the peace of God is a sign of spiritual health. It's a sign that there is a future beyond this your challenge. It's a sign that there is a possibility beyond your current trouble. It is a call for you to lift up your head. Lift up your head. beyond what you can see and look beyond you. Because the peace speaks about a time yonder. And that time is a good time. It's a good time. Can we pray just one prayer point, because we are out of time already? And we need to pray on these things to receive ventilation, so that they'll be written upon your heart. Oh, the days ahead of us are good days. Yes, we are not going to die with the troubles that plague us now, because the peace is suggestive of a time, a day where God is king. That day comes where he is responsible for everything that happens, where the work of the devil will not be seen, where his name will not be remembered. The peace speaks about a time where God's goodness, God's favor, God's mercy will be made manifest, and all eyes will see it. Even your enemies, even the people that gossiped you behind the scene, will see that day that this peace speaks about, and they will hide their faces. The peace means you will not die, but you will live to testify of the works and the goodness of God in the land of the living. The peace means this is not the end. There is another day coming. And in that day, you will be celebrated. You will shine. You will shine. You will shine like a man that God has blessed. Just like the scripture says, arise, shine. Because the peace talks about a day of light. A day of light that will extinguish the presence of darkness that has arrayed itself against you this time. The peace says there is a great day that is coming. I want you to cast away that bitterness, cast away that sorrow, cast it away from you, because the peace is speaking victory. The peace is speaking victory. The peace of God that passes all understanding. When you are there, 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 when you are there,
when you are there,
oh, 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 oh. When you are there, 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 oh, when you are there, 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 I yellow sombre mani, pure na sanda mamoni, I yellow nina Moses, Eli Eli akose lanina, Eli Eli asombre de bokur, when you are there,
When you are there. When you are there. When you are there.
When you are there.
When you are there. Sorry, I love my mommy. When you are there. Why we look not on the things that are seen, for the things that are seen are temporal, and the things that are not seen are eternal. The peace in your heart is like the umpire, the whistle of a referee. The Lord will cause your face to shine. Amemoro. Oh. 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 Alleluia.
When you are there.
Every spoke samina planta baboso compre. Ye cabes somina cardia planta babolo. Alano sempre que te da chica planta babosa malata. Ahabala babosa preda bacuria mamaria. Alesso samandale. Semina cardia prescope la manzo zoria. Elesco pre la casca tovina. Alaba rata babori bacata. Alaba bosante, sepriata babola cabina. Alasco tele menekedia. Nila macura maseca pre. La copeleca. E cabelaso se. La coria babala cosa. Alaba mamarica santa baboria. Presco bella mina supria da babola cabina. Ah! Animo moria sico, presco velama matalia tatama, rascai tacope lama compa, alabro saca balata branda babota calea, eta balata branda babosca tamena, alabala babo, semina tatia, alata da 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 baba, shamatata branda babota cala, shamatata branda baboria cabelose, le cosqueta. Elama Santa Badoleva, Alama Santa Prata Babalakaya, Alama Maria Prata Basoke Benetelia, Rapa Balaba Santa, Raka Babalaba Santa Badalaboria. You are there, you are there.